Marcel Mfuchi.
Hello, Sheta Bile. Good morning and welcome to this Friday's edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News on CRTV's national station. Team Cameroon will continue her medal chase at the ongoing Paris Olympics this Friday with judoka Richelle Sopimbela set to take on Japan's Sonny Akira in the opening round of the women's plus 78-kilogram judo event. The Cameroonian judoka will be eager to make her mark on her maiden Olympic Games appearance but will face a tough challenge against Akira Sonny, a two-time world champion and gold medalist at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. The winner of today's fight will meet Zhou Xinyang from China in the next round. Meanwhile, in athletics, sprinter Emmanuel Semelwebede will be up against 55 other sprinters this Saturday in the preliminary rounds of the men's 100-meter race, with a place in the semifinals up for grabs. Still tomorrow, Saturday, Manuela Angelou will be on the starting block in the women's 50-meter freestyle event in swimming. The swimmer needs to be among the top eight to sail through to the finals. And finally, on Sunday, Linda Nguno will enter the scene in heat one of the women's 400-meter hurdles. Away from the Olympics, the 2024 Cup of Cameroon finals in Sambo will take place tomorrow at the Mfandena Gymnasium in Yaoundé. Athletes from all 10 regions of the country will compete in both Sambo sports and combat Sambo. Speaking to Ben Collins Nyueberuo, the president of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Maître François Mbassi, sheds light on tomorrow's finals.
It is a great occasion for us to organize this final. We started preparing this event 2 months ago. That is why Saturday will be a very great moment for our federation. I call all the sport lovers to come and see beautiful fight. All the Sambo athletes from the region will be there to demonstrate a very beautiful fight. Cameroon went to the African game and won several medals. Cameroon went to the African championship, won several medals. And in future, we'll go to the world championship in Kazakhstan. Thanks to the government for always supporting us. In the world champion, we are going to defend our title. We have Njimo Lusadu and Nana Maxwell, who are the world champion in their category. That is why it is very important for us to prepare ourselves in order to defend this title.
Maître François Mbassi, president of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, providing insights on what to expect in tomorrow's finals. In football, the 2024 National Interpol has kicked off in Yaoundé with day one matches in groups A and B. At the Faker Foot Technical Center in Oja, Union Sportive of Abombang defeated Option Sports of Bamenda by 2-1, while Sporting FC of Marwa and Botafogo FC of Douala separated on a 1-1 draw in the second encounter in Group A. Over at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi overpowered Krimi FC of Garwa by 2-1, and in the last encounter in Group B, Volcan FC of Noon thrashed Girondin Athletics Club of Ngaoundere 2-0. In the Northwest region, the ball has been set rolling for this year's Menchum Divisional Football League with 4 teams in participation. The competition, which will last for 2 weeks, will at the end produce the representative of the division for the Northwest Regional League in the next football season. Details with Clenis Ayombo Mabengo.
The inaugural match of the Menchum Divisional Football League for this year witnessed On the Rocks FC of Wum pull a 2-2 draw with Kedanso FC. The president of the league, Emmanuel G, who sets the ball rolling on the first day of play, mentions that the competition is also an avenue to detect talents to represent Menchum Division at the Northwest Regional League.
Our objective in Menchum Division is to replace Bafmen United that has progressed to Elite 2. The Regional League played last year without a team from Menchum Division.
Emmanuel G calls on all sons and daughters of Menchum Division to rally behind the teams and give their full support to the eventual champion.
What I want to tell the population of Menchum is that the team that will represent the division, we should rally behind that club.
So far, Bafmen United is the only team from Menchum Division playing elite football in Cameroon, and the aim of the league is to add up the number. Clenis Ayombom Abengo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
That wraps up this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Mfuchie.